Intervju Radija Študent.
Jean-Luc Guionnet. Pogovarjali smo se s francoskim improvizatorjem, skladateljem in filozofom, saksofonistom, elektrofonikom in organistom Jean-Luc Guionnetom, ki bo danes večer ob 20. nastopil v cerkvi svetega Jakoba na Starem trgu v Ljubljani, kjer bo igral na orgle. Kot glasbenik, saksofonist, igral v številnih mednarodnih improvizacijskih in novo-džezovskih zasedbah, med drugim v dolgoletnem duetu s tolkalcem Seijiro Murayamo, s katerim sta večkrat nastopila in snemala tudi pri nas. Kot skladatelj elektroakustične glasbe je izdal več plošč po celem svetu, napisal in ustvaril več kot 35 skladb in ustvaril več radijskih iger in programov za Radio France. Kot orglar pa je eden najbolj iskanih avtorjev sodobne avtorske orgelske glasbe v Evropi in širše. Kot filozof je tudi sourednik filozofskega vestnika Terre des Signes, samostojni raziskovalec in avtor številnih razprav, esejev in teoretičnih člankov, objavljenih doma in v mednarodnih publikacijah. Ob tem je avtor tudi mnogih teoretskih razprav z področja glasbe. Pri nas je predaval enkrat v okrilju serije Beat Shift, njegovo predavanje, naslovljeno Predlog za naseljeno arhitekturo poslušanja, pa je naletelo na širši odmev pri nas kot v tujini. Tokrat je beseda tekla o njegovem eksperimentalnem pristopu k orglam, o najširšem kontekstu tega instrumenta in še čem.
So first, sorry for my English. So the concert will be improvised, and the way I play organ is more coming from what I did, my experience with electroacoustic music and composed tape music and what we call in France concrete music. And also my experience with the saxophone. So very often I think about my approach of this instrument as a mix between, it's like in the middle of what I do in music. It's connected to the drum, because I played drum when I was young. And because it's the three lambs, there's not so many instruments with the four lambs. So drum, piano, which I played a lot also.
You played piano?
Yeah, piano. I played piano and then drum and then saxophone. And organ all the time. Electric
so
organ.
You played organ?
Yes, but more or less. Mm-hmm. Depends.
Okay.
It's connected to electronics. Mm-hmm. It's connected to mixing board. It's connected to a synthesizer. So there's many, and also connected to architecture.
Mm-hmm.
So many things that interest me in organ.
Yeah. So would you say that it's the more including of all your instruments you use in
yes,
a way?
Of yes. course. Yeah.
Okay.
That what I do is coming from my experience on electronic music, not from any kind of listening of tradition on organ. But I like, since I played, I listen to all kind of music on organ, and I like it. But I don't know if it's influencing me or not.
Mm-hmm.
I think not really. And I know a little bit about contemporary music and organ. That's not so much, but it seems that young composers are coming to this instrument recently, so I am very curious, but I don't know. I know from Messiaen to like Xenakis and some a few pieces like this that some I like, some I don't. Mm-hmm. But even this didn't really, it's not really connected to what I do. Mm-hmm. Perhaps except Xenakis, who influenced me a lot mm-hmm. on everything I do. So
also he had a strong architecture influence. He was yes. an architect. Actually,
yes. So and he was my teacher. Ah. Also, so really? Ah. And he impressed me a lot. Ah. His music impressed me a lot, even on saxophone. And it's one of my favorite composers.
Ah, really?
With Stockhausen and Xenakis.
So. Okay. Mm. So maybe could you give a concrete example how your experience in, for example, playing saxophone in free improvisation has influenced your organ playing, or is there a connection? Maybe you can.
The connection is the pipe.
The pipe, yeah.
Yeah, hair. It's like I have 4,000 saxophones. Okay. And it's the same technique. It's really the same technique. So the influence is coming, is in the both direction. My playing on organ is influencing the saxophone also, and the saxophone is influencing the organ. So I don't really know. Mm-hmm. More and more, I think I want to do the same, in fact, mm-hmm. on both. But it's stupid, but it's the same music.
Yeah, but a lot of musicians have this kind of approach. They they play, they have this. Okay, and do you see? Do you find it difficult to find occasions to play organ because it's such a specific instrument?
I would like to play more, but I, to be honest, I never worked on the diffusion enough to play as much as I would like. So it's my fault in a way.
Yeah.
But first of all, I should find an organ in Paris, for example, and to play like regularly. I used to have one, but since a few years I am not in Paris, like never in Paris, so it's difficult to get organized. But I am surprised in a way with all the opportunity I have. I have a few opportunities.
Yeah, in fact, here in Slovenia you were played for the second time.
Yes.
You did a few years ago. So what are your memories or recollections from the first time you played organ here?
I was disappointed the first time because I rehearsed a lot and I record, and the recording are very good, and the concert I was not so happy. So I was angry with myself, and so I will try to do better. But I think it was not a bad concert, but it's not specific to the organ, it's also with all kind of instruments.
Yeah.
I had the feeling that I tried to do what I know, like to do what I do the best. Mm-hmm. And this is not a good solution. it's never a good solution. So yeah. I remember that about the concert. Okay. And also the priest, who was a nice guy, and I had a nice discussion last time with him.
What did you talk about?
We talk about, he had, if I well remember, he traveled a lot in his life. So we talk about his life. And also the connection between the organ and the church. And architecture.
So I wanted to ask, actually, in fact, what does it? What about the? Do you care about? Do you care about the political implications of you, like playing organ in a church? Is it something you think about, or you don't care? Like the church is not a neutral place. Is this aspect something you care about?
Yes and no. I like the idea to play in a church, in fact. Not because I believe in God. I don't believe at all. But for me, the phenomenon of religion is very important. And we should take it instead of don't knowing it,
yeah,
we should know about it and go into it to, like organ, for example. Organ is a good example. It was invented before Christianism. It was the first organ we know is 500 years before Christ, so in Egypt.
Oh, okay.
So it's one of the oldest instruments we know. And then organ was organized. It's the same word, organized and organ. With the church, with the architecture, and also the symbolism of harmony with the sphere harmony. And harmony, all this is connected to organ and architecture and religion. And the music we play is completely connected to that, even if we don't want.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we shouldn't play that. We should play some other scales, for example.
Yeah,
but when you play blues, or when you listen to rock and roll, or all these scales, all the instruments are made and are organized after this theory.
Mm-hmm.
So, for me, it's more stupid to say we shouldn't go there, or than to try to do something with it.
Okay.
Mm.
So you're.
I have many things to say about that, but.
You're aware of the weight of the history and the instrument you're playing.
Yes, but not the music. In fact, it's strange. It's more the. It's more historical than musical. It's more. It's not the history of music. It's more.
Yeah.
It's history.
Okay.
With all the connections, but also with harmony. For example, I don't really know about classical harmony.
Yeah, you also don't read music.
I don't read music, but I know the theory. I know I am interested in the history of theory.
Okay.
All the evolution and the symbolism that direct the each theory until now, until Schoenberg also. So this is very interesting for me. And of course, connected to what kind of instrument we invent, like synthesizer is invented, connected to the communication, connected to the acoustic theory, and so on. And it's the sound and the organization of the instrument is like a symptom of what we think.
Okay.
And this is very important for me. Like saxophone for me is an incredible symptom of many things. Of how can you play in the street, for example, and make noise? How from the French Revolution we destroyed folkloric music and unify all the popular music in
like
Europe.
The tuning, tempered tuning.
And it has to be tuned, and it has to be the same instrumentarium.
Yeah.
So saxophone, trumpet, and in fact it's jazz.
Yeah.
It's already a jazz combo.
Yeah.
And then oody-goody, bagpipes, all this disappear at that time. And I think it's stupid, of course, but that's where we are, it's interesting to know that and to know, to see how with saxophone, for example, we can go back to what we lose, we lost, and so on. All this kind of scenario.
Okay.
Yes.
Maybe further, one last question. I would just like to ask you. I noticed that sometimes you play organ also with other people.
Yes.
And I saw you played with Thomas Bonvalet.
Yes.
The very interesting musician who we already played on this radio. So how was this experience? How many times have you played together?
It's one of my favorite projects recently. Uh-huh. And we don't manage to play a lot, but we have many plans. So, okay. But it's really interesting to play together. And we still have to work, but I don't know what to say.
Okay, you have any plans for recording? Or?
Yeah, we have many, many things.
Okay,
we are coming.
Okay.
But it's very hard to organize a concert, and because in the church it's easier to find a concert for solo than for duets because they are afraid.
Yeah.
When it's a solo, it's usually there's no problem, but with especially with amplified instrument, don't like.
Okay.
It's perhaps too close to rock and roll or something. I don't know. In fact, I don't know why. But
okay. So thank you and have a good concert.
Thank you.
Poslušali ste pogovor z Jean-Luc Guionnet, ki z eksperimentalnim orgelskim koncertom nastopi danes ob 8 v cerkvi svetega Jakoba na Starem trgu v Ljubljani. Intervju je pripravil Marko Karlovčec.
Intervju Radia Študent.